I'm in downtown Los Angeles today. I just finished the first day of a shoot on a documentary about the Science Bowl competition, which is a high school competition in which, in this case, regional high schools in the Los Angeles area will go up against each other in a game show style competition across various disciplines of science, you know, astronomy, chemistry, etc. And the top school will go to the national competition in Washington, D.C. And, you know, I've been doing this for the last couple of years. They have me do a different one every year, actually. This is about maybe the third or fourth year I've been doing it. And it's amazing, it never fails to amaze me how brilliant these kids are. I mean, they're immersed in science. These are kids who are very much interested in science and don't typically, or not exclusively, but typically a lot of these kids aren't involved in team sports, and this is their team. It's a very much, you know, you can't call it, it's, you, I guess you can call it a team sport. This is their team. You know, it's just a fascinating to watch them answer these very, very, you know, sophisticated college-level questions. And these are kids that come from all over L.A. and all different kinds of types of schools, from private schools to public schools to charter schools. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, you may have heard that there's a lot of concern about kids not being interested in science or not going after science classes and how we're not competitive in those areas. But if you see these kids, you really get a sense of how competitive kids can be in those areas. But it's always a lot of fun to shoot this and to interview these kids and get inside their heads a little bit about what they're thinking and how they go about it. I mean, and there are all kinds of kids. It's not there's no stereotype in terms of kids that are interested in science. The last kid we interviewed today was dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi because he wanted to sort of intimidate his opponents on the other teams, and because he was the captain of his team and wanted the you know, his team members to look at him as the spiritual guide, you know. But it's really something to see. So it was quite an interesting first day of this shoot, and we'll be shooting a number of other days until the real regional competition happens. They're all preparing now, practicing, and they're actually, today was a big practice with everybody, but the actual competition is in another month, so they're all building up towards that. We're going to visit the schools, we've been talking to the coaches and parents and, you know, it's and some of the judges, and, you know, it's going to be an interesting tour through the minds of brilliance, if that makes any sense. Anyway, that's what I'm doing today, or that's what I did today. I started out, woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and now it's noon, and I'm done, which is good. So I will talk to you later.